Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, repeat offenders, both of them. Karen Hall, you direct IRA services as well with us. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. John Ivoroni is with us. Welcome. He's got great stuff. Now, you know me. Not that Karin doesn't have great stuff. Karin's stuff takes care of us in the future. And that's as long as we can get past John's stuff in the present. Right? So John Chilavina is one of the companies. And we're talking about Mission Fest today as well. I like this idea of Mission Fest. We'll talk about Mission Fest in a minute because we got to get into the broadcast this morning. And I guess I should probably give you all the disclaimers, all the fun stuff. Then remind you, if you have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess I should have my sound guys. Where'd they go this morning, guys? Oh, well, we'll have to find out. We lost them. Huh, now I don't even know what the cues are when I don't have my sound boys with me. Where are they? Here they came.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I knew we would. Holy cow, this little sound is going a little dim on me. I'm going a little quiet here. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's check and see what the markets are doing today after that roller coaster of a day we had yesterday. Were you watching the markets at all yesterday? Did you get a little ill when they started watching the markets down 300 points, down 400 points, down nearly 500 points? Yeah, don't worry about it. Unless you were looking to sell something yesterday, doesn't matter. But if you were smart and you had some cash on the sidelines, hopefully you were a buyer yesterday. The markets went from down almost 500, then they were down about 2 and change near the close of the market, down 300 at the end of the day. And now we're up about 70 points today. Obviously, we can get upset a little bit here today because we are seeing oil up $2 a barrel. Now, you know what that means, don't you? Yeah, gasoline prices. And when you're in Taxifornia, gasoline prices are a significant issue. National average, $2.84.6. Taxifornia, $3.67.1. Yeah, and if you need some gas, I would just recommend get in the car right now. You can make it by Friday to South Carolina, where they're paying $2.49.8 a gallon. $2.49.8, yes. Taxifornia, $3.67. Difference between – now, I'm looking at AAA right now, and I think they've got this backwards because Taxifornia, they've got red, and in South Carolina, they've got blue. If they flip that around, it would make a little more sense because we like taxes. But I guess the Supreme Court this morning, they came up with their own rulings. They weren't too generous with Taxifornia this morning, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Celebration. Did I skip the celebration? I must have had too many martinis, and I'm thinking about this wine already that we're going to talk to John about. National Beautician's Day. I guess you could tell with my hairstyling, I don't use a beautician. I got a face for radio, so let's just skip that one, and we'll move right along. Chocolate Pudding Day? Yeah, we can go there. When was it? I think I missed it. Was anybody with me when we were celebrating National Martini Day? Can we go back there again? I mean, you know, we can turn back the clock a little bit. It was June 19th, National Martini Day. I think we might stick with that. Oh, and I did look at the markets a little bit for you. I'm not going to tell you too much about rates because we'll talk about rates in the mortgage minute. What else is going on in the news, though? Obviously, the last week of June, it's always very, very significant in news. For one reason only, we get all of the Supreme Court rulings come out in the last week of June. So the Supreme Court did uphold the idea of the travel ban. Right, they're saying that the government can look out for us, and the government being, in this case, the one that sets that policy, President of the United States. So the Supreme Court said, Yeah, sorry about that, Ninth Circuit. They're really blowing back, and I shouldn't say that, but really heavy against what's going on in California because, as usual, and not getting political, but I will, the idea here is that the Ninth Circuit is consistently overturned. About 80% of the time, they're overturned by the United States Supreme Court. I don't know why they don't just get rid of those judges. If they can't, and is there any other business in the world that you can be wrong that percent? Well, I guess if you play baseball, right, you can fail that much of the time and still keep your job. But, you know, it's just a thought here. You got to wonder how it is that the Ninth Circuit can be overturned such a high percentage of the time. No, wait a second. You know something? The president was talking about sending judges to the border. Maybe they could just send the Ninth Circuit down to the border and let them just hang out there. Maybe that would be the better bet. I'm just saying a little thought right there. We also saw that they are saying for California, another California ruling, that California came up with the idea that you have to put up methodologies of getting an abortion. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you don't have to do that at all. So two rulings out of California, both of them overturned this morning by the United States Supreme Court. We'll see what ends up happening there as well. I know we've got the union issue. We're still waiting on that one. So we've only got, what's today, Tuesday. So 3 more days until we find out either today or through the end of the week. Why is it the end of the week? Well, you know, in Washington, D.C., they've got this great deal. They don't work in July and August, so they'll be taking that time off. So that's why we know that we get these rulings all by the end of the month. So that's what we are watching those for you. If anything comes up during the broadcast, I will keep you posted on that. British government's so-called Brexit legislation that would allow the country to leave the European Union became law on Tuesday. You got to love this one. Queen Elizabeth gave her approval to it, so it's all good now over there. Unbelievable how that is the issue. Prince William making a historic visit to Israel, started his Israel tour on Tuesday with a visit to Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial. William arrived Monday night in the first ever official visit by a member of the British royal family to the tumultuous region London once ruled. Amazing. It's taken that long for them to get there. Well, I'm not going to go there. I can only get myself in trouble. Hollywood director, producer Judd Apatow took to Twitter on Monday and declared that America will soon be presented with proof, quote unquote. Now, Hollywood, another Hollywood loon coming up. Is Mad Max, does she work in Hollywood too? I will talk about that. But that President Donald Trump is a Nazi supported by Russians. Does anybody wonder why I would never go to another movie? My wife hates the fact that I don't go to movies. Well, just another reason, a Hollywood director and producer. What an idiot. I mean, unbelievable with these Hollywood kinds.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, you know, we'll just move right along. And speaking of that, now you got to wonder about this with the loons in Hollywood, because a Gallup poll. Now, Gallup is not friendly to conservatives, not friendly to Republicans, but a Gallup poll has President Trump with a 45% approval rating. Now, if they come up and say 45%, you can probably guess that that's understated. But just a thought there for you. We'll continue watching that one as well. Chad, where were you? I mean, come on now. Chad, oh, we got all kinds of comments from Chad this morning. I'm glad to see you with us. Continuing our discussion, let's see, what else do we have here? Across the country, inspired by a Portland protest that resulted in indefinite shutdown of an ICE detention center on Wednesday. Why don't they just give them the addresses for these protesters? Let these individuals go stay with the protesters. Just a thought there. Another one, Russell Crowe going to portray Roger Ailes in an upcoming Showtime series. You can only imagine what that one has to do. And this is an interesting one because I did see yesterday on one of the business channels, Sean Spicer was there testing out a new job, a TV talk show, and he's arguably the world's most famous White House press secretary, although Sarah Sanders might be taking that over, that title from him. He's developing a talk show with a tentative title, Sean Spicer's Common Ground, in which the former spokesman for President Trump interviews notable people in an informal setting. And I saw yesterday, he was really diplomatic, talking about the idea that maybe we should be getting a little more civil with one another. And I kind of like that idea. But then again, we still have to deal with Mad Max here in California. And who knows where that'll be going. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about self-directed IRAs. We'll talk about wine, Mission Fest. We'll talk about, can you buy your first home ever? We'll get that one in there. And insurance policies homeowners need and the ones you may want to skip. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. At Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs, all the products for you, and if they don't have it, they know where to get it. That's the beauty of it. Anything from VA, USDA, both programs with zero down payment. FHA loans. They've got the conventional loans, high balance loans, jumbo loans, private money loans, you name it. You can get them all from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. And they're only the only ones I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. Make your offers same as cash. What's happening in the markets right now? The Fannie Mae is up 5 basis points. That's the bond itself. So when the bond is up, that means interest rates are down. The Dow Jones obviously still up about 69 points. 10-year Treasury is fairly flat as we speak. Why is all of this happening? That's the anybody can go to the internet and find out that information, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist. You don't even need to be a radio host to find that out. So we received the Case-Shiller Home Price Index this morning. They track the changes in the values of residential real estate across the U.S. Reports showed that home price appreciation continued to accelerate. National Index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 6.4% appreciation. The guys are like that one too, right? National Index, again, 6.4%. Slight moderation from the last reading of 6.5%. The 20-city index showed that home prices rose at 6.6% year-over-year basis, which was a slight decline from previous reading for March. Strongest gains were in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. Los Angeles, I'm looking at the numbers, monthly changes is up 0.9%. The 12-month change, are you ready for this one? Yep, 8.1% appreciation. Now, why do I tell you that? Why do I share with you the concept? And I'll give you, if you want, all the other technicals. I don't want to get into it because they bore me, but I understand them. But why do I tell you about an 8.1% number? Well, it's really simple, because real estate is one of the best places to keep your money. Now, I don't have the licenses to give you financial advice. I just tell you what I think, my belief is. And yes, I do have quite a bit of investments in the stock market as well. But when you talk about the numbers I'm sharing with you, when you talk about real estate, you have to understand that that's all leverage numbers too. That's all if you're doing cash, right? You don't have to do just cash when you're dealing with real estate. You can leverage some of those numbers for your personal residence. But if you didn't leverage it and you just used the numbers in cash and you went and bought something, how about in your retirement account? Now, yesterday I spoke a little bit about putting money into the market. And if you go from job to job, now our parents, some of us, our parents stayed at a job for their whole career. That doesn't happen anymore for the most part. We move jobs, we go from place to place. But if you take and get an 8.1% return on investment on real estate, and you're able to go and you say, you know something, I've worked for 10 years at General Electric and I'm getting out, everybody is, right? You don't want to keep the General Electric stock. Nobody does, right? What do you want to put it into? Well, how about taking and rolling that IRA in, or your 401k, into a self-directed vehicle? Now, I don't know how to do it. I have no clue how to do any of that stuff. I used to have an assistant that would help us roll the things over and do all the paperwork. And now what we do is we get to talk on a quarterly basis, at least with Karen Hall. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
So you know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See that? So we got it made.
I got this down.
Cool. So we could take it if we're leaving General Electric or any other company.
Boeing. Or, you know, whatever, Qualcomm.
Well, we might talk about Harley-Davidson. They're taking a lot of their people and they're going out of the country, right?
Yeah.
So those folks that might be leaving those jobs, they can take and they can roll their money, their 401k. Mm-hmm. Would it go into a self-directed IRA or would it go into some other vehicle?
Well, it can go right into a self-directed IRA if you want. So if you're leaving any job or if you have an IRA that's in the market and you're like, I'm not so happy, you can transfer that or you can roll over a previous employer plan. Either way, and then fund a self-directed IRA and then go invest in alternative assets, which is basically assets that aren't the stock market. You know, like you say, real estate in all its forms. It could be like raw land. It could be notes. It could be a commercial building, a residential house. As long as it's for investment purposes only, your IRA can do it.
And I'm looking right here now. Now, this is actually, I'm looking at the numbers here, Karen. 12.4% year over year is the change in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Which is a lot better than the crap table.
Yeah, and better than a lot of things, right?
Exactly. So you can actually take your money and put it. Is there a limit as to where you can invest that? As far as, you know, can you put it in Vegas real estate or San Francisco real estate?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you sure can. What the IRA said when they came up with the IRA. So, and understand that what an IRA is, it's just like a bucket that holds assets. Okay.
Okay.
So there's that. So what makes it self-directed is it's the same bucket that you would have a regular IRA, except now you put it over here into the self-directed IRA bucket, and you can put alternative assets in there. So when they came up with that in 1974, 75, the IRS just said what you can't do, and that's you can't invest in life insurance contracts and you can't invest in collectibles. And pretty much everything else is okay with the IRS. Your IRA isn't going to be a shareholder in an S corporation, not because of the IRS, but because S corporations don't allow like non-human entities shareholders. You know,
okay.
Your IRA could loan money to an S corp. So maybe you've got a friend who's starting a business. Your IRA can invest in their business, either loaning them money or buying stock in their company and becoming a member of their company. So that's another thing you can do.
So you do all those. So you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because what ends up happening there is we tend, especially being Southern Californians, right? We think of real estate and you start thinking $400,000, $500,000, $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if I can lend money to a friend of mine who wants to buy a piece of property for his business,
right,
I can participate that way and not have to have a full, you know, be able to have that $400,000 or $500,000.
That's exactly right. Or if you're maybe a syndicator, somebody who's, well, they're the people who are syndicators and they're collecting money, they're raising capital to buy things like maybe a big building, you know, maybe like the building we're in right now. And your IRA wouldn't be able to afford it by itself, but maybe somebody's got a syndication and everybody pools their money in together to buy the asset. Well, then your IRA can come in for maybe $50,000 or whatever their minimum is, as long as you're an accredited investor in that case. And then your IRA can invest in a really big asset.
And I like that idea, because one of the things that most of us are not going to understand is what the heck is an accredited investor, right?
So, oh gosh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
You don't need to. The idea there, once again, I share this with you all the time. You don't have to understand what an accredited investor is. You have to understand that you got to be an accredited investor. So you call Karin and you say, Karin, what the heck is an accredited investor?
That's right. Exactly.
So you don't need to worry about the technicalities there. That's why you hire great individuals to help you with doing those kind of things. But you can, then you can be, don't have to be, is there a minimum account size?
Not really. I mean, we ask that you leave $325 in the account, so it's pretty minimal.
Wow.
But,
okay. I can almost go to dinner for that.
Right. So it's a self-directed IRA. You open the account, you fund it because you're going to go choose that asset. It's an asset that you pick. We're not telling you what to invest in, and we're not selling you any assets. We're not investment advisors. We're acting in an administrative capacity, getting the money from where it is out into your deal that your IRA can own. And then the proceeds come back tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred.
Okay, and then you deal with the taxes down the road somewhere, and we don't have to worry about that today.
Later.
Right, after we have enough wine, then we'll talk
about it. There you go.
Okay, so what else can we do? One of the things I love, Karin, is you know, there's pitfalls in everything, right? I mean, you can buy a house. I just saw one recently where the pool was sitting right on top of a property line.
Oh.
Which was a real challenge, right?
You want to undig that pool and yeah, no.
Got to move the pool.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen a septic tank that's in the wrong property line as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, and one of those things that we like to talk about here is how do we avoid those? And obviously I know one of the best ways is to call somebody that understands
the
product.
Yeah, number one. Yeah.
Right. But tell us some of the pitfalls, you know, that you've come across.
Yeah.
That, you know, if somebody had made the phone call instead of trying to, you know, do this on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Somebody did make the phone call yesterday. This woman called me. She says, "Okay, I've got a HELOC and I want to buy a house." And I said, "Okay, let's talk about that." So, a home equity line of credit is something you personally own. It's a personal extension of credit that doesn't live in the self-directed IRA world. The IRA self-directed IRA world is a bubble of just IRA money. You don't put your personal cash in there. So we cleared that up real quick, and so that didn't lead to a problem. But maybe somebody will go out and have their IRA get in contract on a piece of property, thinking that they can go get a bank loan on that property, but they can't. A bank won't lend to an IRA because there's no recourse. But what they could do is they could talk to a non-recourse lender, which is you know, something I can explain later, but they go to a non-recourse lender. Their IRA borrows the money. Usually they've got more skin in the game, so it's a lower LTV.
Loan-to-value
ratio, right. So maybe you've got 40, 50, 60% in the deal your IRA does, and then you borrow the remainder. You can sure do that, but you're not going to go. So we've had people take it all the way to closing, and only then do they divulge that, oh, the loan that they've applied for and approved for is a Fannie, Freddie, conventional conforming, whatever kind of a loan. It's like, oh, the whole deal blows up, and because they didn't get a non-recourse loan. That loan, well, I mean, you're Mr. Loan, so You know the residential loan world. Well, this is a kind of loan that isn't made to a person.
Right.
It's made to an IRA account.
So is that the same loan that we would do for an LLC or a corporation?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, non-recourse loan. So it's made to the IRA in this case. And if there is default, the lender can only come against the asset, but not against the person or any other assets in the IRA account. That's a non-recourse loan to an IRA.
So that type of a loan is the one that's not going to be a problem when you've got a 50% down payment. If the IRA puts 50% in and you get a loan for 50%, then the lender's going to be protected because there's not too many properties that are going to drop by a 50% valuation.
Yeah, and the lender's going to be protected too because they're underwriting for cash flow. So a lot of times the lender's going to want to see a rental agreement before they agree to fund that loan. So they're going to see that the property's cash flowing or that it has, you know, they're going to look at, do a market survey and see that there's the potential for continued income. But there is a big but here, a big IRS but coming in right here. And that is that your IRA will have to pay tax on the proceeds it earns because of leverage. And that is an advanced conversation. It's called UDFI, Unrelated Debt Financed Income Tax. So, you know, it's great you can do it, but you need to know the rules. That's why we're here.
Absolutely. So it's a great opportunity because if you call your 401k administrator and you ask them about investing in real estate, the likelihood is they're going to tell you it can't be done.
Yeah, they do.
Right. The answer is not that it cannot be done. The answer is that they don't do it. And they don't generally give you that full sentence that it can be, maybe it can't be done in the 401k. But there are other options or other ways, and that's what I want to open your eyes to here. We're going to talk more with Karin when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Mission Fest. What is Mission Fest? I'm looking at the flyer right here, and I look at free tasting and sampling of wines. A bit summer party. Yeah, how can we go wrong with a summer party? We can go wrong with a party any time of year. We're going to talk to John Ivoroni about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'm sitting here, we've got the real-time real estate segment coming up, and I haven't even looked at the story because I'm busy dealing with Mission Fest wine tasting. Anybody that listens to Ron Siegel Radio knows that I am a wino and I enjoy really good wines. And then I'm looking at the cars. Holy cow, how can you go wrong with this? But the real-time real estate segment is being brought to you by our area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Are you wondering if you can buy your first home? Many people sitting on the sidelines trying to decide if they should purchase a home or sign a rental lease. We've talked about that before. Some might wonder if it makes sense to purchase a house before they get married or start a family. Some might think they're too young, and still some others might think their current incomes would never enable them to qualify for a mortgage. Well, let's set the record straight a little bit. Share with you some typical first-time home buyer actual looks like based on the National Association of Realtors' most recent profile of home buyers and sellers. I shared this chart earlier. All first-time home buyers, that would be 100% of them. $75,000 household income, median age in years, 32. Married couples, 57%. Their income is $87,100 for the household. Again, 32 years. Single women, 18% of the first-time buyers. $54,000 income, 35 average is the median years of age. Unmarried couples, 16%, $77,000. Single males are not very smart, especially when you compare them to the women. Only 7% of the first-time buyers are men, 18% are women. And the men are making $59,600, women $54,000. The women are waiting till age 35. The guys are doing it at 31. And you know, you got the others and all that. You may not be much different than many people who have already purchased their first home. Let's chat about it, see what makes sense for you. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. I love it when we get rid of some of the, you know, the stuff that makes us money, you know, the mortgage minute and the real-time real estate. We can talk about the fun stuff like making money in your self-directed IRA, being able to retire at some point in time. Or going on to our next topic, which is, you know, before you get to the self-directed IRA or before you get to needing that money or getting to use that money or the benefit of it.
Or during or after.
Or during or after. Just have some fun.
Yeah.
Right? And the part, I guess we can call you the party man. right? Putting on a big the summer's biggest party.
I can handle that.
Right? So John Ivoroni's been with us. Chilavina was, he came and talked to us about the Chilavina and the idea of being able to keep your wine nice and cool and comfortable. I don't know if that, does the Chilavina work out in the Coachella Valley when it's 115 degrees?
You know, I think like any ice product, it would probably struggle just a little bit.
Okay, so the solution there, drink faster. Not a problem at all. So tell me a little bit about this Mission Fest. What is it? I mean, I look at it and I see wine. I'm not a big beer drinker. Food, obviously, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you know that I'll eat anything. And then what else do we got going on? Music, entertainment.
We've got a lot going on, Ron. First of all, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure to be back here. And I got to tell you, my head is spinning just a little bit hearing all of these numbers. I'm not much of a numbers guy, but there is one very important number.
4 ounces or 12 ounces?
July 7th.
Okay.
That's probably the most important number that I can share with you right now, which is the date of Mission Fest, Saturday, July 7th.
Okay, July 7th. And where's it going to be at?
Well, it's in San Juan Capistrano at the Rancho Mission Viejo Riding Park.
Okay. Riding park. So I don't have to ride anything, do I?
You don't have to ride anything. All you have to do is show up.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
It's a beautiful venue. It's the Equestrian Center. They've held the Olympic trials there in the past.
Oh, okay.
So fortunate to have this venue for Mission Fest. Absolutely.
Wow. You know something? Ironically enough, you're going to chuckle because I had no clue this is where it was at. But it's right near Blenheim Farms, isn't it?
It is actually managed by Blenheim
Farms. Okay, so we actually had the owner of Blenheim Farms on a broadcast probably 7 years ago. We were talking about when they were trying to sell the property. Love that area. I didn't know that's what we're talking about.
It's a great area. We're putting on a great event there, and I welcome everyone to come and show up at Mission Fest. We are putting on the summer's biggest party, and you know it's actually two events in one.
Okay.
The first 3 hours is complimentary tasting from some great wines and restaurants from Mondavi and Coppola and Josh Sellers and restaurants like Trevor's on the Tracks and Solagavi. Then the second part of the event is actually a concert with full service wine and alcohol and food.
So, how do you go wrong with that?
You know, I don't know how you go wrong with that. The way you go wrong is you don't show up. That's how you go wrong.
So you gotta be there. I mean, this looks like a ton of fun. And I'm looking at some of the wine, some of the sponsors, some of the beverages. I even noticed that one of my favorites, Kettle One, is there. Although you mentioned before we went on air that it's Kettle One Botanical. Is that a wine?
That's one of their new beverages that's coming out. It's actually competing with wine. It's pretty. It's a pretty spectacular new beverage. I urge everyone to come and try it. I can't not say that we're giving away a car.
Giving away a car?
We're giving away a car.
What kind of car?
It's a Kia Optima.
Okay.
Sponsored by Paradise Motors. I got to tell you about Paradise Motors. They have a tremendous reputation down in South County, and they are a great partner, and we've teamed up to sponsor the giveaway of this.
So what should I say about that with my sponsors? I don't know. They may not like the idea of competing, but we'll talk about that. But it's a party.
It's a party.
So are you going to have booze? Is that how are you going to – tell me – you know, I'm a wino, so you got to tell me, how are we going to do all this wine? Are they different types that they're going to have booths? You go from booth to booth, or – you stand around a table and taste, you know, four or five from the same maker?
There's about 70 individual vendors that will be there sampling various wines and craft beers and foods. And there's actually a retail there and some great products that we'll be featuring as well. We have the cigar dolls, hand-rolled cigars. And you could take that cigar and go sit in the wine lounge that's furnished by the winey guy that makes furniture out of
wine. He's not going to be whining there, is he?
He's not going to be whining.
Okay, good. Just throwing that out at you.
With all those great things there, I don't think anybody's going to be whining.
So, and you know, I was looking just because we've got so much going on July 4th, if you're in the Anaheim Hills area, right, that I've been watching the weather, right, and that was where I was heading with that conversation. 81 degrees in the Anaheim Hills area at that time. Down there, it's probably because you're so close to the ocean, you're probably not going to be looking at it being too hot a day to be out there for a few hours drinking wine in the afternoon. And
you know, it's probably going to be a spectacular day, as you can always count on in South County there. You know, we live in paradise, so I guess the objective was, let's put on a party in our own backyard and stay right in paradise where we all belong. So we welcome everybody to come down. And I got to tell you about my other strategic partner, Trevor's on the Tracks. What a great restaurant. July 6th. I urge you to go to missionfest.com and check out all the great opportunities that we have at Mission Fest. And I'd also like to share one other thing, Ron, with our audience out there. If you put in MW as a promotional code at checkout, you'll get 15% off on your ticket price as well.
Wow, MW. Nice.
MW.
Okay, and you know I love what you're doing here. There's a couple of different things. First off, I'm going to throw this in real quick because, John, I know we got to get going to the break, but I love the idea that they're being really responsible because they've got a part of this program or package or whatever you've got going is a Uber card.
That's right.
And then, you know, Paradise Automotive Service. I just kid about that. They got a gift card here as well. So a lot of nice stuff going on. It's a comprehensive package. And again, go to missionfest.com, use the promo code MW. And we're going to talk more with John Ivoroni when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about insurance policies homeowners need. And, yeah, the ones that you should skip as well. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Insurance policies homeowners need and the ones to skip. Now, I'm not going to make a lot of friends here because, you know, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to give you the best information I can. So I'm going to tell you some insurances that I like, some that I don't like, and some that you got to be careful of. So homeowners insurance, if you have a mortgage, it's not really optional. You're going to have homeowners insurance. The lender will require you to carry that policy. But even if you're living mortgage-free, it's wise to have the policy just to protect your investment. And when you're shopping the market for home insurance, remember that you've got to shop prices and product. They're not all the same. Don't just look for the lowest premium. You know my feeling about that insurance company that sounds like a car company. Don't ever go to them. Cheap prices, they don't cover anything, my opinion. Flood insurance, not covered by the homeowner's insurance policy. That's why you need to buy an additional policy through the federal government if you're in a high-risk area. Now, here's another issue about a high-risk area, because I used to be all wet on this one. Oh, don't go there. Just because it's flood insurance and all wet. Yeah, I know it. But here's the issue. I used to say, well, we live in the hills, so we don't need flood insurance because we're not going to have a flood. Well, we've now had a lot of fires. Floods come from the fire areas, so be careful of that. If you live in a fire area, you might need flood insurance because if the water comes down the hill and you get flooded, or the mud comes down, you get flooded, that's what the flood insurance is going to cover you for. Owner's title insurance. When you buy a home, there's a misconception that you pay a premium for title insurance, and that protects you in the event someone comes along and contests your ownership of the property. But here's the real deal. That insurance just protects the bank, not you. So you should never rely on title insurance the lender buys. You need your own policy. And I'll give you some places to shop for that one as well. Don't ever buy down payment insurance. That is a fool's bet, just a waste of money. That's if your property value goes down and you want to make sure that your investment is covered. Don't buy that one. It's not a good investment for you. Mortgage, life, and disability insurance, again, not your best option. Go get a term policy if you want that. It'll be cheaper than the mortgage policy. Just another one. Home wiring insurance. I guess if I had my way going here, there you go. Don't get the home wiring policy. Again, that's just wasting your money. Here's the one that may get me in trouble, home warranties. I'm not a fan. I know some people love them. Not a big fan of that one. Individual warranties. Don't ever buy the warranty on your computer or your television. That's just a way for the electronics companies to make more money. Just a waste of your money. Don't do it. They're going to be outdated before the manufacturer's policy expires anyway. And you can buy a newer product probably for less money. So those extended warranties, stay away from those as well. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. .com. So we are chatting, we're talking about wine, we're talking about planning for your retirement, and we've been doing a series with our friend Todd Halteman. We've been running around the state talking about wealth. And one of the items that you got to talk about when you talk about wealth is, number one, Todd talks about disinheriting the IRS, and that taxes are optional if you understand what you're doing and if you understand planning. So let's chat a little bit more about planning and trying to figure out what the heck we're doing. And we'll talk to Karin Hall about that. So Karin, we talk a lot with the real estate community.
Right.
Right. And a vast majority of the real estate community are 1099 income earners.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, there's some places where we're going more to W-2s, but there's a lot of 1099. So can we put money into a self-directed IRA instead of going into the traditional?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a 401k for individuals who are self-employed who have no full-time employees. It's a 401k, just, you know, it's a 401k for individuals is what, or you can call it a solo K or an individual K or
okay.
a 1k. Okay. So what it lets
you
do.
You said solo K. Now I understand it a little bit because you talked about that last time.
Yeah, and that's what this is. It's a great, great plan because it lets you, you want to talk to your tax advisor, but it lets you put a lot of money in there, $55,000 a year. You can put in and potentially, you know, defer the tax on that money. So you just got a big commission as a realtor and you put $55,000 of that into a solo 401k. And it's got a lot of bells and whistles, this kind of account does. But then that $55,000 can be tax deferred.
So the concept that I'm wondering about there, when you're talking about putting that kind of money into a solo 401k, most commonly, when I think about a 401k, I'm thinking, you know, an administrator and I get to buy mutual funds and things like that, right?
Right.
I'm assuming that when you're talking about it, it's not going that direction.
No, if you're a realtor, you can have a solo 401k self-directed and buy investment property. If you're a realtor, you're out there looking at the market all the time and maybe you're going to find a distressed property or a distressed situation that calls for a liquidation of a property. You can get it at a really great price. And then your IRA can buy that property. As long as it's an investment property, everything's arm's length. You know, you're never going to live in there. It's got to be a rental. It's not a vacation home for you to ever live in. But if your IRA can do that, your solo 401k can do that, all the proceeds go back in and it helps you save for retirement. Plus, then you sell the property, you have this big liquidity event, and all that money comes back into the solo K, tax-free if there's a Roth portion or tax-deferred.
I like that idea because if you're in the real estate community, do you know a lot about Walmart? Do you know a lot about Urban Outfitters or do you know a lot about real estate?
There you go.
Right. And that's one of the things a lot of people, I think, miss the boat on is why not invest in what you really, really know the best?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if
that's,
you can do
literally
that.
Literally what we say, invest in what you know best. Yeah.
So I didn't even know that was your tagline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of them. Yeah.
Well, okay. So that's the concept right there. So we want to make sure people understand that there's a lot of different things you can invest in. And you gave us earlier, Karin, you said there's only like two things that you can't invest in.
Right. Life insurance contracts and collectibles. Like fine wine is a collectible. You know, I think the IRS figured out.
I collect a lot of that.
Yeah, they found
although
out.
Although it doesn't last very long.
I consume a lot of it.
Yeah, the wine collections turned into bottle collections, you know, so they said no on that one. But otherwise, you know, real assets, again, notes and real estate and land and, you know, lending money, buying performing and non-performing debt. Even factoring can be done through a self-directed IRA.
Factoring.
Well, as we're going to.
Okay, we're going pretty deep into that one because then we got to worry about is it your own company or other things like that.
Keep it
on
blank.
We want to be careful of that idea right there. But the concept is still the same. Is you're investing in something that you really know about.
Correct.
And that's where the win comes from.
The win really comes from the fact that we are underprepared as Americans for retirement, just grossly. I mean, how much is it going to take to retire? And the average retirement account is about $130,000. I mean, you know, that's a lot of money. But it's not enough.
Right.
If you're going to live longer than your grandparents, or you're going to live a long, long time, you're going to need more than that. So we all have to save, and this is a great way to do it.
And we talk about that in our seminars, as far as how much money you're going to need for retirement. And generally, the moment you start talking about that, that's when you have to really get in touch with our buddy John here because it's a depressing subject.
Yeah.
And we can go have a good time at his party.
Yeah,
we're going to have a great time. You know, and I didn't even think to mention the great entertainment that we have. We've got the Sensation Show Band, which is a 14-piece band with singers, dancers, horns, put on a great show. And, of course, the Zen String Girls, which are the Charlie's Angels of strings. Talk about beautiful
That's
sound.
An interesting thought process.
I'll tell you what, they put out a great sound. They're cellos and violins, and they have such a beautiful music sound.
And you would have come up with that, too, because wasn't the guy that ran Charlie's Angels, wasn't his name John? Bosley, Boswell. Something like that, putting everybody on the spot. Hey, we know what we need to do, though, John, just so you can help all of us, because I've got a really, really good memory. It's just short. So we need to make sure we can get you to put a link on the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page to the Mission Fest. I've got it written here. That's how I remember it. MissionFest.com. And you go on there and you've got this promo code of MW. And we can do – now, you said two parties. You know, for me, I'm a party guy, so I think there's three parties.
I think there's as many parties as you want there to be.
Tell me about Friday night, though. Is it Friday night?
Friday night, Trevor's at the tracks. Going to be a terrific kickoff to our to our weekend celebration. Gosh, all-inclusive food, alcohol, live entertainment. It's going to be a terrific time. In
food, alcohol, and entertainment. What more can we ask for? Especially being that I'm married. I mean, some single guys are going to say there's a little more. But hey, you know something? My wife and I might be there too.
The only thing you could ask for is a designated driver.
And you know something? I think that that's a very, very wise part. You know, I love that because all of your material says that right on here. Drink responsibly. You know, I kid a lot. I've had people that have come to me many, many times and say, Ron, do you really drink as much as you talk about it? No, I have a good time. And it is, I'm glad that you brought that up, John, because we do want to make sure that everybody is responsible. If you got a problem, take care of the problem and, you know, come and have a good time. I bet there's soft drinks and goodies
like
that.
There are soft drinks. We actually have a great water sponsor, Essentia Water, that's going to make sure that everybody's hydrated. And, you know, it's only a successful party if everyone gets home safe.
And gets to come back the next time.
That's right.
Right? So if you want more information, go check out Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page. We'll put some links on there. We'll put the discount codes on there. And make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Sun is high.